The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job has begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Emily Proctor, and I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. My best friend is Samantha. She's from Florida. She had had some issues with her husband that were just not turning out very well, and her mother actually recognized the difficulty she was having and understood that if I could come and visit and spend a couple days talking to her and helping her sort things out, she might be a lot better for it. So her mother purchased tickets for me to fly down and see her. We flew out in a thunderstorm, and it was rainy and thundering most of the way to Charlotte. When we arrived in Charlotte, our flight had been delayed so much that there were no additional flights going out for the rest of the night. I became very upset. I burst into tears. It only took a minute or two before I felt an arm go around my shoulders from behind. It was a woman that we had flown into Charlotte on the same flight with, and she said, "Don't worry, you're with us now. It's all going to be okay." I was very startled. I think I cried harder when she said it because I immediately felt less alone. Deb and Mark were headed to Orlando with their two teenage daughters. We all sat down, got comfortable, and started chatting. They treated me immediately as though I was a family member and they'd known me all their lives. As the night went on, the girls and I became very tired, and it was clear that Mark and Deb were tired as well, but they told us all, the three of us, to go to sleep, and they would watch over us while we slept. So I crawled under a bank of chairs and curled up with my bag and slept while this family watched over me. In the morning, after we'd gone through security, we were informed that there was a flight to Orlando, which was our original destination. That flight had four open seats, which was enough for Deb, Mark, and their daughters. When they were presented with this option, Deb and Mark declared that they would not be taking that flight to Orlando because they'd have to leave me behind. I did tell them that it was okay if they wanted to go, but Deb was very clear that they had committed to helping me, that I was part of their family for the day, and they weren't going to leave part of their family behind. We flew into Tampa, and Deb and Mark opted to rent a car and drive to Orlando. My friend's mother had come to pick me up and was waiting for me in Orlando when we arrived. When I left Deb and Mark and the girls, there were tears and a lot of hugs and promises to stay in touch. It would have been worth the trip if the same thing had happened on the way home, because Samantha got the help that she needed, we got to spend the time together that we wanted, and she came out of the weekend feeling better about her situation and herself. This family was an inspiration to me, and they remain so every day. They didn't know me, they didn't know anyone I knew. They came out of nowhere. Every time I think about what we went through together, I'm reminded that the simplest act on my part can make a huge difference in someone else's life.
Kind World is produced by WBUR Boston. You can find more stories of kindness and share your own at wbur.org/kindworld.